Jan is on the line at 308-8867. Jan, welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I've got a couple of questions. Crepe myrtle that I have is putting out new trees at the bottom of it.
Take those off.
Much like the mulberry that we were talking about a while ago. Yeah. You say cut them off?
Immediately.
Yeah, prune them.
Smaller the better.
Right now.
Okay.
Don't even ask your second question.
No, go ahead.
Run.
I'm in trouble. Some of them are already blooming.
Uh-oh. Good Lord. How tall are they?
About 3 feet.
2 feet, yeah. Just take them off. It doesn't matter.
Okay. They're not going to crawl and go under the roof, under the...
No. They just sprout from the very bottom. They don't... Now, if you cut the tree down, you will have roots.
Yeah, sprouts. Remember, when was it? 89, 90, when we had a lot of them die back to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the varieties came back enough to bloom that very next year. I mean, things that were 30 feet tall... killed to the ground and then blooming the next
year. Well, see, they, in Tennessee, where that's right on the northern edge of their limit.
Well, they are on Gary's recommended list.
Yeah, they are good.
She's been listening.
This woman really has been listening.
They freeze down sometimes, and I'm talking about Natchez, a big white one, and they freeze down and they cut them to the ground, and they're blooming the first year as a small bush. Now, we hadn't had a hard freeze for several years, and now they're trees again. But if
I've got some in the backyard that are bushes that stay pretty small. Are there two different varieties?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of varieties, yeah.
Many.
That's one of the neat things about it. You actually can get ground cover crepe myrtles all the way up to, some of those Basham's Party Pink are up there 40 feet tall.
Good night. Okay, another question. I have an oleander that does not bloom, and I've been here 3 years and it hasn't bloomed, and I cut it down to the ground and it's still not blooming, but it's about 3 feet tall again.
It's full sun?
Full sun.
Hmm. And let's see, it's not getting too much water, is it? I mean, is it not in a spot where it gets...
No, I have automatic watering, and I only water about once a week.
Yeah, sometimes on those plants that really like dry conditions, you can, if you stress them a little bit by drying them out, they'll kick them into bloom. I wouldn't prune yours again until it blooms. Has it been fertilized?
Yeah, I threw some general fertilizer over it in the spring, over the whole garden.
It ought to be blooming pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's really fast growing, right? I mean, actively growing, green, lush growth.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll bloom. It'll bloom in another month.
Okay.
Put that down.
Is there such a thing as a non-blooming?
No.
When I moved in this house, it was 12 feet tall, and it never bloomed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's obviously there's such a thing.
They used to,
got one.
It seemed like they used to sell one as a non-blooming old. You said oleander, didn't you?
Uh huh.
And for some reason, it never was that popular, and they took it off. So maybe you got one of those that was sold during that time frame.
Now there's lots of them that they. We got a whole hedge of them in our neighborhood that when they planted them, obviously they're in full sun, but now they're. They're covered by things, so you know, you still got the foliage, kind of scraggly foliage, but it really doesn't bloom much. But it does have some blooms. But okay. Jerry's right; it's
okay.
Later.
Okay, if I want to cut this down and get rid of it because it doesn't bloom, then how do I get rid of it?
Just cut it down, dig the root system out.
Oh, okay.
Or is it too big? You want to poison it? Have you got anything close around it, like trees?
Yes, surrounded by things. I don't want to put.
No, then don't. You'll have to dig it out.
Okay.
But I bet you've got that non-blooming one. That just never caught on. Because people would say, well, what color are the blooms? And they'd say, well, it never blooms. That's the neat thing about it. It's evergreen. Deer won't eat it. But it never blooms. And for some reason, it just didn't catch on, Milton.
I don't know.
I think Jerry's making this up.
I don't know why.
What do you think?
But it was evergreen, and deer wouldn't eat it.
I don't know. This is kind of unusual because this house was professionally landscaped by a professional, you know, what do you call them?
Landscaper?
Landscaper, yeah. Nursery. You know, about 10 years ago, before I owned the house, and you would think that they would put color in. But
yeah. Well, you know, these landscapers kind of la-di-da. You know how they are. And they may have been saying, well, we don't want those nasty blooms falling all over, those pink nasty blooms falling all over the sidewalk. So, my goodness, how terrible that would be. So let's get us one of these lovely non-blooming oleanders and put up there. And that way it never will bloom and never will have seed pod and never will, you know, be poisonous.
Jerry's being facetious, but we do get lots of folks that call looking for those kind of plants. But I don't think I'd tolerate it.
No,
yeah, you know, if it doesn't do this year, I think it's time to get something.
Okay. I did put a Vitex in next to it.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
With the accent you had.
Oh, okay.
You're being facetious.
Okay.
We got Woody on the line at 308.
Well, what about our... Do we have finished this call?
Oh, I think we're through. I thought we were through. Jan, are we not through? Jan's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Woody's
sorry.
It sounded like to me cut her off, too.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut her off. Sorry about that, Jan.
Boy, she's going to come up here with her non-blooming, yeah. Stick of her non-blooming oleander.
Milton and Jason just chopping people off before they're done.
I bet you take a skin whip of somebody with a switch of oleander.
The oleander switches are pretty effective.
I bet won't that... Yeah. You know, a skin rash
you know, if you make the welt.
I'm sorry, Jan.
If anybody's ever got hit with an oleander branch and it formed a skin rash, please call in. We want to know.
And we want pictures.
Or if it killed somebody that you know.
Jerry will put it in his new section.
Yeah, in my new plant section. Yeah.
Terrible things that have happened because of plants.
Plant horror stories. Dead animals, skin rashes.